Hey guys, I'm back with Rory Foster from Common Ground International. He was on a recent episode talking about medical Spanish immersion trips, but today we're going to actually go over some medical Spanish. And today what we're going to talk about is something he calls cheater commands. So Rory, can you tell us a little bit about what these cheater commands are?
Hola amigos, absolutely glad to be back. And I love this lesson because sometimes, regardless of where you're at with your Spanish journey, sometimes you just don't want to think about conjugating a verb. And when you give instructions, that's the command tense. So these cheater commands sort of shortcut that loop so you don't have to create the command form. You can just use simple phrases like you need to, you have to, you must, that kind of thing. And so that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. And so a little preview of the episode, we're going to go over the six cheater commands. There's like a positive and a negative version of each. So we'll go over those first. Then we'll go over several verbs that are commonly used when talking about medications, because we're going to kind of be practicing using these with medications. And then we'll go through several sentences, like practice example sentences. And with everything that we do today, we're going to say we'll say it in English first, and then pause and let you think about the translation. And then we'll say it in Spanish a couple times and let you repeat it a couple times out loud as we go along. All right. So I'll let Rory start with the English. So Rory, if you want to start going through these six cheater commands in English, and then I'll say each one in Spanish a couple times, and then we'll switch after a while.
Perfect. Yeah, sounds great. Okay. One has to.
So think about that translation. I-K. I-K.
One doesn't have to.
No I-K. No I-K.
This one's great. The I-K is great because it's not direct speech. It's not real direct communication or direct instructions. And so it's more like, you know, you gotta, if you were to say that just in general, one has to. But our next one, you have to, is very direct communication.
So you have to. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Tiene que. Tiene que.
You don't have to.
No tiene que. No tiene que.
You should.
Debe. Debe.
You shouldn't.
No debe. No debe.
And the cool thing about all of these is that your next word is the verb you want them to do. Take, use, drink, ingest, whatever it might be. Okay, you need to.
Necesita. Necesita.
You don't need to.
No necesita. No necesita.
You can.
Puede. Puede.
You can't.
No puede. No puede.
One note for all of these phrases is that they're in the usted form. We're not using the to form for our you here. We're using the usted form. So that's your typical you that you'll be using with your adult patients in the clinical setting. Okay, we got one more. Please.
Favor de. Favor de.
Please don't.
Favor de no. Favor de no. In all of these cases, as he said, you just put the verb next and it's like an infinitive verb. So you don't even have to conjugate whatever verb comes next. And so on that note, we're going to go through several verbs now. And these are verbs that are commonly used with medications, but they're also just pretty common. Some of them are pretty common in general and some of them more than others. But let's go ahead and I guess we'll switch, and I'm going to say the English and then I'll let Rory say the Spanish a couple times for each one of these verbs. And there's about 12 or 14 of these. So we'll go through all these verbs. The first one is shake, or in other words, to shake.
Agitar. Agitar.
Alternate.
Alternar. Alternar.
Apply.
Aplicar. Aplicar.
Cut in half.
Cortar en mitad. Cortar en mitad.
Give to him or her.
Darle. Darle.
Dissolve.
Disolver. Disolver.
Inhale.
Inhalar. Inhalar.
Inject him or her.
Inyectarle. Inyectarle.
Inject yourself.
Inyectarse. Inyectarse.
Press.
Oprimir. Oprimir.
To put or place.
Poner. Poner.
To finish.
Terminar. Terminar.
Take.
Tomar. Tomar.
Use.
Usar. Usar.
Great. So those are some verbs that we're going to be practicing, and a lot of those are used with medications, and we're going to be using those cheater commands plus some of these verbs to create some sentences, more or less, along with some other words. So we're going to get into the first one, and I guess we'll stick with I'll do the English, Rory does the Spanish for the moment, and then eventually we can switch. So we're going to be using IK. So as he mentioned earlier, this is that one that's kind of like just you got to. So IK plus a verb. It's like you got to do whatever, or one has to, is how it's the formal translation. And for anyone who's just listening, it's I is spelled H-A-Y. So it's that little word H-A-Y. So IK. All right. So I'm going to say a sentence in Spanish, and then Rory will give it to us in... I'm going to say it in English, and Rory will give it to us in Spanish. So the first one is... One has to take one pill a day. So see if you can figure out how to say that using IK. One has to take one pill a day.
Hay que tomar una pastilla por día. Hay que tomar una pastilla por día.
One doesn't have to wait. You can begin to take your medications now.
No hay que esperar. Puede empezar a tomar sus medicamentos ya. No hay que esperar. Puede empezar a tomar sus medicamentos ya.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the next cheater command. And as we go through these, there will be some words you're not familiar with, and that's okay. Just mainly focus on how to use these cheater commands, and then you might pick up a couple other little vocab words along the way. So the next one is you have to, you don't have to, using tener que plus the verb. So using that, see if you can figure out how to say, it's an antibiotic, so you have to finish all the pills.
Es un antibiótico, así que tiene que terminar todas las pastillas. Es un antibiótico, así que tiene que terminar todas las pastillas.
You have to check your blood sugar every day.
Usted tiene que checarse el azúcar todos los días. Usted tiene que checarse el azúcar todos los días.
So the next cheater command was necesitar, as in you need to or you don't need to, plus a verb. So the next sentence is, you need to limit the acetaminophen. If you have a lot of pain, you can alternate with ibuprofen.
Usted necesita limitar el acetaminofén. Si tiene mucho dolor, puede alternar con ibuprofeno. Usted necesita limitar el acetaminofén. Si tiene mucho dolor, puede alternar con ibuprofeno.
You need to make another appointment or call us if the fever doesn't go down within 5 days.
Usted necesita hacer otra cita o llamarnos si la fiebre no le baja en 5 días. Usted necesita hacer otra cita o llamarnos si la fiebre no le baja en 5 días.
All right, so we got a few more of these cheater commands and a few more example sentences. So I'll switch now and let Rory kind of take the lead and he'll give us the English, and then eventually I'll say the Spanish translation a couple times for each of these.
Great. So here we go with our verb to should, deber, saying you should or you shouldn't. You should quit smoking because it's bad for your health.
Usted debe dejar de fumar porque es muy nocivo. Usted debe dejar de fumar porque es muy nocivo.
All right, our next one is, you shouldn't give your baby a cough suppressant. It could be dangerous.
No debe darle a su bebé un antitusígeno. Puede ser peligroso. No debe darle a su bebé un antitusígeno. Puede ser peligroso. And just a quick note, that's kind of medical jargon. So in the real world, I probably would never say that to somebody, antitussive, just like I wouldn't say antitussive in English. I probably wouldn't say antitussive in Spanish either. Probably go with like medicine for the cough or medicina para la tos, something like that. But you can kind of make that judgment on the fly depending on who you're talking to and things like that.
Great. Okay. Our next one is to be able to, or in a lot of ways, we just say can. You can or you can't. You're able to, you're not able to. That's our verb poder. So children under 5 can't take aspirin.
Los niños menores de 5 años no pueden tomar aspirina. Los niños menores de 5 años no pueden tomar aspirina.
Our next one is, can you repeat that, please?
¿Puede repetir eso, por favor? ¿Puede repetir eso, por favor?
Okay. Our final one is the please. And we all know that please is por favor. But when you combine it with another verb, it's going to be favor de. And so please do this. Please don't do that. Favor de. Okay. So please repeat the discharge instructions.
Favor de repetir las instrucciones de alta. Favor de repetir las instrucciones de alta.
All right. And our next sentence is, please make another appointment in 2 weeks if you're not better.
Favor de hacer otra cita en 2 semanas si no está mejor. Favor de hacer otra cita en 2 semanas si no está mejor. Okay, so that got us to the end of the list. We did a couple practice sentences for each one of these cheater commands. So I think if you practice a little bit with these cheater commands, it'll be a useful way to give your patients instructions about lots of different things, not just medications. But in this case, we were using it to talk about how to take medications. And I guess some of the examples were covering other things too, like calling to make another appointment and so on and so forth. So Rory, any final thoughts about this lesson?
No final thoughts, but a quick quiz for you, Ben. One has to.
Hay que.
You have to.
Tiene que.
You should.
Debe.
You don't need to.
No necesita.
You can't.
No puede.
Hey, 100%. Oh, wait, one more. Please.
Oh, great. Good news. All right. Well, thanks again, Rory, for sharing this content with us. It came from some stuff that Rory had put together previously. And we'll put a link to his website and his medical Spanish immersion trips again, just in case anyone's still interested in checking that out when this goes live. And you can also hop back a couple episodes or so and check out our interview about that if you would like to. So thanks again, Rory. Appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Ben. Hasta luego, amigos. Ciao.
The Learn Medical Spanish podcast is not medical advice and does not replace the need to see your own medical providers. It also is not a substitute for using a medical interpreter when needed.